Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest for the 5:30 segment. Kyle Meinke from MLive.com covers the Detroit Lions. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good to be here.
I'm sorry you had to listen to Maroon 5.
I'm just glad you guys couldn't see my living room and me doing a two-step to that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Motown,
no.
Baby.
Oh, no.
Rock City.
Goodness gracious, Kyle. How's everything going in Detroit right now? What's the fan base feeling like going into this next season?
Well, I think there's optimism. I mean, it's the Lions. They have, you know, one playoff win in 57, 58 years now. So the bar for success is pretty low, and the bar for a sense of satisfaction with the team, and they're coming off that 11-1 season. That was a big season for the Lions. I know most organizations that just a mere playoff appearance isn't really a successful season, but it is around here for a fan base that's real starved for wins, and there's optimism that going forward the Lions can repeat and get back to the playoffs. They do have Jim Caldwell back. He's been a big hit here as head coach. And there's a real sense of optimism, I think, that Matthew Stafford will take a big step forward along with that offense now that they're in year two of the new scheme.
Detroit's up there in regards to how many BYU athletes they've actually drafted over since their inception, since like the early 30s, man, we're talking. They've drafted a lot of BYU football players, and most recently they've drafted Ezekiel Ansah and Kyle Van Noy. They spent a lot of money on these two young men. And the last two years, Ziggy has put up pretty dang good numbers. I think the coaching staff is happy with him. Kyle Van Noy was injured last year. Expectations might not be as high this year just because that Sam linebacker spot is solidified, but how much will both of these guys contribute this next year?
Van Noy is kind of up in the air. You alluded to that in the setup. He's coming off basically a lost rookie season. I mean, that's the way he referred to it last week, and with the hernia and so forth, and so really didn't have an impact. And then he's back this year with the Lions return their entire linebacker core, and they in addition to that they get back even Tulloch, who's their man in the middle. And so to hear Whitehead, who played real well for Tulloch last year, he comes up as their competition now on that strong side with Van Noy for playing time. And I think at this point, Whitehead is the better linebacker. I think long-term Lions do have plans for Van Noy. They still hope he turns out. I know they really liked his versatility to play upright at the traditional linebacker spot or get down on the line and play with his hand on the ground. But I'm just not sure if that's going to happen, at least as much as Kyle would like in 2015. But with Ziggy, man, I'm telling you guys, I'm not sure how much you guys have watched him since he came out this way, but he's really developed. He's a real, snap to snap, he can sometimes disappear just a little bit. I don't think snap to snap he's technically a great defensive end yet, but he's a splash play kind of guy. It seems like every game, a play or two where the Lions really needed a play from that defensive line, and it was Ziggy in the backfield causing all kinds of havoc. He led the rookies his first year in sacks. I think he put up 7.5 more last year, maybe 4 or 5 forced fumbles. He's just a big play guy, and with Ndamukong and Sue now in Miami, the Lions are really turning to Ansah to not just be a great player, but to be a leader of their defense. Because their defense it starts up front. It's a great defense. It starts up front with disruption from the front four. And now with Sue gone, Ansah, I think, is their best defensive lineman. He's going to have to really, I think, take his game to a next level.
I was actually going to ask you, Dad, about with Sue leaving, because I remember how both of them were kind of regarded as a two-headed monster of that really good defense. Something that Ben and I are kind of going over here about, kind of relating to their college years. Do you feel like when Ziggy and Kyle have, breakthrough performances and what could really be, the best defensive unit in the league, do you think that impacts BYU in any way? Do you think that, recruiters might look and say, well, those are two guys that are pretty much heading one of the best, if not the best, defensive unit in the league? Do you think that reflects positively on in BYU?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how these things work. You know, I know, you know, maybe I covered the University of Michigan before I did the Lions thing, so I covered the college game for a while, and it's been interesting, I'd say, over the past 10 years, how much programs have embraced their roles in producing guys for the NFL. You know, for a long time, there was this mirage with the student athlete and that these guys are choosing a University of Michigan or a BYU, you know, for the school. And, you know, obviously a lot of guys are there for the academics as well. But I think in this day and age, schools feel it's okay to promote the college to the NFL pipeline. Alabama's got, in their football building now, they've got jerseys of all their NFL guys. Michigan's done something similar in their new facility up here, and so you know, it's like BYU. Yeah, they can point to the guy Gonzo, I think is elevating his game into an elite defensive end. Van Noy, again, I don't know how much he'll play this year, but I think long term he's still in the Lions' plans. You can definitely a school like BYU can definitely point to those guys and say, hey, I mean, well, there's a good defense we have here, and we produce NFL guys. And if you want to make the NFL, you can be like these guys. I do think that's a selling point nowadays.
I got to ask another question about Ezekiel Ansah. Like, when you were talking about taking it to the next level, it almost seemed like you wanted to say something even more. And I'm going to come out and say it. Do you think that and I want to know what the rhetoric from the coaching staff is right now about Ezekiel Ansah. But do you think this young man, third-year player, is going to make it to the Pro Bowl this year?
I think it's definitely possible. I think it's definitely possible because he's been on a sharp trajectory upward. You guys know when he came to BYU, he only played the game 3 years, only started 1 year. So this guy was, I don't want to say raw because he was a good player when he first got here, but he was nowhere near his potential. And that's why I think you've seen such rapid improvement. And the coaching staff last year, I remember talking to Caldwell, and it must have been like December or so. He's like, man, I don't know how good this guy can be because he's already a good player. He's just improving his technique so much from week to week almost at this point. And so he's got the frame for it. I think he's got the ability, the athletic ability. It's just a matter of putting it all together, being more technically sound. And, you know, with Sue gone, again, the Lions need production. They need guys to step up. There's going to be voids for that playmaking. Those plays, the Lions need to be made up front for their defense. And if Ansah does fill that void, for sure he can be en route to the Pro Bowl because the Lions do have – guys talk about it all the time when they sign with the Lions up front. They say, I could have signed this deal or that deal, but I came to Detroit because I know this is a defense that can make, you know, defensive linemen look good. They rack up the stats, and then you can get paid. And I think that's the course Ansah's on at this point.
Kyle Meinke from MLive.com on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. He's been covering the Detroit Lions, but also you mentioned you've also covered Michigan. You started in the college ranks, and now you're here. I want to talk Michigan football for a moment. May I?
Oh boy.
May I? BYU and Michigan are facing off at the Big House, man. I'm extremely excited. Jim Harbaugh. I don't know, you know, if you're also a little bit of a fan of Michigan, but let me ask you this: Jim Harbaugh will face a BYU football team that has a senior quarterback, Taysom Hill, in their fourth game of the season. Do you think by that time Jim Harbaugh will have a certain amount of momentum, know who his team is, be able to, you know, it looked like post-spring they couldn't really pass the ball. Will he be able to finally pass the ball by that time in order to beat the Cougs?
I'll tell you what, I'm kind of disconnected from the college game at this point. I've been out of it for 2 or 3 years now. But I still live in Ann Arbor. And I remember before the news started getting released that Harbaugh was coming here, I was sitting in the cafe, and all of a sudden I heard this commotion. There was some guy dressed in khakis and the Michigan shirt and the Michigan hat, and he had the Sharpie clipped through his shirt, just runs into the cafe and goes, Harbaugh, Harbaugh. And he runs out of the cafe and he goes next door to the next restaurant next door and does exactly the same thing. And this place, that's to say, this Ann Arbor is extremely excited about Harbaugh and the prospects of what he can do. I mean, you guys out there on the West Coast, you know, I mean, he's so good at San Francisco. He's won at Stanford, made them what they are today. You know, he's really, I think, invigorated the fan base. Having said all of that, to answer your question, the team that he's inheriting is not skilled. This team was in disarray, especially offensively, when Brady Hoke got fired. And I covered Brady for a couple of years, great guy.
but there wasn't player development under him, especially in the strength program. I think that's why you see some of the deficiencies that plagued the program today. And these things, I think, will turn around over time because Harbaugh's done it before. But this is not a 10-win team at this point. I don't know, four games into the season, I don't know if that's enough to really get those, you know, the Wolverines up to par. I just think it's a lot of work to do. And I think it'll be a very good game. I know you guys got a good team this year.
Kyle, we appreciate you hopping on with us, giving us an update on Ziggy and Kyle. Enjoy your off season. Hopefully the weather's nice out there in Ann Arbor, and I hope the Cougs give Michigan a good game there in the Big House. We'll see.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.